With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Over the weekend, a couple of parents named Don and Josh were watching TV at their home in Scotland when they heard mysterious moaning from their baby daughter River's bedroom. Yeah.
There were turtles.
Like that.
Wow.
So mom was like, what the hell? She went in to investigate, and she said their five-month-old kid was sleeping, but there was a lot of noisy sounds, and she was afraid the kid was going to wake up. And she knew right off the bat these noisy sounds were from an adult film, and they were coming through the kid's Bluetooth device.
Weird. Oh, yeah, because you could kind of like, I had that happen in my old house where if I want to beam something to my TV, I could also beam it to my neighbor's TV. And I always like debated if I wanted to mess with them because it gave me their TV as an option.
Yeah.
And I never did it, but I was, because I didn't know them. If I knew them, I would troll them all the time.
Don said, quote, when I went through, I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, I know what this was. It's a nightlight. So it's like a little nightlight that puts stars on the ceiling and it plays music. But it is Bluetooth connected, like you said, Steve. And so somebody must have accidentally connected to this device. But Don was like, I got to stop this. I don't want this to happen again.
Imagine being that person. You don't realize that your audio of this adult film is not being played, and you're like, I don't know, maybe you're trying to be quiet so you don't even realize it, or you're like trying to turn it up louder and it's like, I don't understand, I can't hear them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've had that happen with other things on my phone. That would be really embarrassing if it was porn.
Oh my gosh.
I've totally done that.
What?
Oh, there you go.
I'm like, why can't I hear the audio? And then all of a sudden, I actually have one of those, you can connect it to your phone and it does the lights and stuff.
Yeah.
I actually have one because they're cool. And then all of a sudden I hear that just start getting louder and louder, and I have to go across, the room to turn it off. Yeah. Luckily, it was just me in my room and upstairs.
That's embarrassing. Dawn, though, she was like, I don't know who's doing this. So she went to the building, inside the building, because they all live in this shared building. And she posted a note on the door of the building saying, hey, whoever was watching porn last night at 11:30 p.m., you've connected your device to our baby's nightlight. Can you please disconnect ASAP? Thank you.
Wait, they don't have a way to disconnect it?
No, I don't know if you do. I don't know how you would do it from the source.
Yeah, like, I guess if you don't have any button to hit, you have to like just power it off and hope for the best that you
can
get on.
Yeah, what would you do if your TV, somebody just hijacked your TV like that? What would you do?
I have no idea.
I feel like you have to disconnect it and try to connect with your own device first.
Or just watch what they're watching.
I was saying, just enjoy at that point. Like,
I used to do that to troll my wife, not with Bluetooth stuff, but like when I realized that I had the Comcast or Xfinity app, and you can change channels on your phone.
Yeah, the remote app. I do that all the time.
I'll just change the channel to like the NHL Network or some random like music channel. And for a while, I was like, something is wrong with our cable. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I was just watching this show and it just clicked over. Finally, I had to tell her. I'm like, nothing's wrong with the cable. You're just married to a real douche.
Yep, there's that.
His name is Steve.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, and that's the thing with Bluetooth. I think, you know, whereas, you know, if it was on your Wi-Fi connection, as long as you have a password, I don't think anybody can do that outside of your home. But Bluetooth, I hadn't thought about that, but you can just Bluetooth to anything.
Well, it's like airdropping. You hear those stories that, like, you'll be at, like, I've been guilty of it. Like, you go to somewhere, like a random, like, you know, hockey game, like the T-Birds game back in the day, and I would airdrop, like, a picture of my dog if I had a couple Coors Lights in me.
Dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
Dog.
Dog. Oh, your dog.
Dog.
Yes.
D-O-G.
Okay. Making sure.
Yeah. Three letters. No N involved. Okay. We'd never do that. Come on, guys.
No, you never have done that, or maybe you've had people send stuff to you. Yeah.
No, I would just like send a random silly picture, and then you see everybody pull out the ones that have the airdrop not set to just their contacts. You see them pull out their phone, and they're just looking around like, who the hell just sent me this picture?
I've done that on airplanes before, too.
It's awesome because it doesn't tell you where it came from.
Yeah, it's totally fun.
Yeah, it's really weird, man. And it's funny because I see that and I go, well, that person right now is like, I could send this to them and they just, why don't they have it set to contacts only?
I don't, because sometimes like we have people here, like when we've had guests in and they're like, hey, can I airdrop this to you? And then I have to like, it's such a pain in my ass to go to my settings. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready to rock.
Okay, then. Well, you're that guy that's going to get all my pictures.
Ready to rock.
Yeah, you are.
You used to do that to coworkers too, like random people from down the hall and be like, and then they come over and it's like, did you mean to send me a picture of your dog? I'm like, no, I meant to send you a picture of my dong.
Yeah, come on.
Well, there was that story of that guy on the subway. Remember that idiot? He was a few years ago. He would go on the subway and he would airdrop pictures of his package to anyone that's on the train.
Yeah, what is that about?
That's like a high tech flasher.
Yeah, it really is, because it's not like he's identifying himself in case somebody was impressed. He's just like you said, high tech flashing people. The human brain, I don't understand why it does some of the things it does. You know, I really don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand why that's a thing you do.
Someone said the same thing happened to me. I was in the bathroom watching a video, but with no sound. It connected to the Bluetooth stereo on my golf cart in the garage, but luckily nobody was home.
Oh, wow. Yeah, how does it do that without you asking it to do that? You know, I mean, I think my phone, I got to tell it to connect to something Bluetooth-wise.
No, mine automatically will connect to certain things.
Yeah,
if it's
my
on.
Bluetooth speaker and stuff like that. That's always, if it turns on, or my AirPods at that point.
Yep.
Oh, that ain't cool. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Okay, well, I guess you got to shut your Bluetooth off when you're having a special moment.
Oh, dear, yeah, right.
Man. I guess, I mean, or just put your phone, if you put it in airplane mode, then you can't surf the internet, so you'll have to,
That's why you got to go back to DVDs.
Yeah, you're right.
And VHS tapes, you don't have to worry about that.
Right. The old safety measures there.
And the only people who are going to find those are your kids when you die. And you know what? That'll be their fun little treat. You know, really.
I don't know if that's necessarily a fun little treat, but sure.
I mean, that's the thing, though. You know, I mean, that's what used to be the only problem with your porn back in the day, was that your kids would find them if for some reason you were hospitalized, or, you know, they had to go through your stuff for some reason. That was always the problem with, you know, your porn stash.
That's why you always hear that, you know, those silly stories. Like, someone's like at a hospital. I remember reading one. It was a dumb story. He's like, if things don't work out well, can you just do me one favor? And they're like, what? And like, clear my history.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I actually had this conversation with my best friend, reiterating this weekend. If something were to happen to me, you immediately go to my house, you find the trunk, and dispose of it before my parents have to. I call it the trunk O-sex.
The trunk O-sex.
It's where my stuff is.
Do you have that labeled on the trunk? Because that's kind of a dead giveaway.
No, I actually am in the process of painting it, but I kind of want to write it on there now. That's awesome.
TOS. Just put TOS. Yes. They'll think you're talking about Star Trek, the original series. No, they won't know
terms
it's trunk
of
O-sex.
Service. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Dare I ask what color you're painting this box?
Blue.
Okay.
Blue?
It used to be Galaxy, but I did a really horrible job, and now it's like blue and gold. I'm becoming very, what's the word? Sophisticated. Okay.
With your trunk O-sex.
Yeah.
Fair.
Sophisticated wasn't the word I was going to use, but okay.
I'm really liking the farmhouse look right now.
Oh, farmers only.
Wow.
I guess us cities folk, we just don't understand.
Somebody said we had a supervisor at my work that ran dispatch office. He went to the restroom, and he was watching some pornography on his phone, and it linked up to the Bluetooth speaker that was sitting in the dispatch office.
Oh, no.
They fired him that day.
Did they?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a shock.
Yeah, right.
What an awkward conversation. Hey, you need to come into the office. Why?
What's going on, buddy?
We know what you were watching.
Yeah, we kind of know what you had on, and we have to let you go for that. Oh, man, what a way to lose a gig.
Yeah, how do you go home, like, if you're married, and you're like, babe, they let me go? Well, why? Well.
Well.
Do you tell the truth?
Yeah.
No, you make up the most ridiculous story.
Danny said yes.
I know, yeah, right? Why not? Just be proud of what you're doing.
I think I'd rather say I shanked one of my coworkers.
Yeah, right? You know, punched the boss, something, you know?
He pissed me off. I stabbed him with a butter knife. He's okay, don't worry. Yeah. But I got fired.
Yeah, because you'd rather be labeled a psychopath than just a serial beater, as it were. Got a new survey, and I wonder where you guys weigh in on this, just because of the fact I will have no opinion on this, because it asks people to share everything that motivates them to exercise. So I'm out.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
cheeseburgers.
I look, the only motivation I have to exercise is just so that my doctor will get off my back. That's it.
How's that working out?
Well, you know, for the most part, as long as I tell her I've been walking a little bit, that usually placates her. That usually is what all, because she says, this is the least you have to do to have a decent, healthy life. Just walk a lot. Can you do that? Walk an hour a day? I'm like, fine. All right, fine. You know, but so I manage to get that in most days. But other people, of course, man, they really get going. It all depends on a motivation. So they don't want to exercise as badly as I do, but for some reason they can find motivation to actually get to the gym.
Well, I mean, I know what mine was, a silly reason, but when I started like wrestling, I was like, I want to not have to like wrestle with a shirt on. Not that I have to be shirtless, but like wear a singlet and not look like, you know, like someone squeezing some mashed potatoes inside that singlet. So that was like a big part of what led me to like want to be a little bit more active with my fitness. And like, I'm thankful I could do that. But now it's changed. As soon as like Tatum came into our lives, it's less weird, but it's like, I just want to make sure I'm still able to like get up off the ground and not be bitching about my hips, you know, for the next 15 years. And like, so I now I'm more about stretching and more about doing some yoga in the morning and things along those lines. Just that way, you know, throughout the day, I'm not like struggling when she gets up easily because she's one and like runs off. I don't have to like take 5 minutes to warm up to get to her. Like, slow down. Your father's hips are hurting.
Yeah, you know, those seem like really decent reasons. These that I have in front of me are kind of weird reasons, though.
I'm glad that you think putting on a singlet is a decent reason.
Well, I was okay. Yeah, that the first part wasn't a decent reason. The second part I was really focusing on. You're right. The wrestling part.
Damn it! I appreciate you for a second.
Yeah, I mean, though, people still want to look good in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, you, of course, it's different. You know, when you're performing, you do want to look your best when you perform. So it's really hard to argue with that. And also wanting to be in good shape for your kid. There's nothing wrong with that either, because they will tax you.
Or the goal is a long-term goal to get really swole in the next 16 years. That way, when it's time for her to date, I could just flex in front of the future
nice
people that she brings home.
That is another
brother.
He turned into The Rock and just turned into an action figure at that point.
You want to date my daughter? Just open the door and rip your shirt and just flex.
Yeah, that's it. Though it's not on this list, but getting back at childhood bullies is, which is why people want to get in shape.
Oh, gosh. Let it go.
I mean, I feel like if you were one of the, like, a chubbier kid in school, like, you want to feel better about, like, those years. I can totally see that.
Well, if you're Molly Romick,
let those people live inside your head. You know, if you're 20 years later still worrying about what a childhood bully thought, it's not fair to yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's getting you on the treadmill, leading a healthier life,
you're right.
Whatever the inspiration is, because honestly, mine, aside from trying to keep up with my younger brother who's 2, because I can't. oh my God, yesterday at the store was awful. But like, if I were to run into like an ex who made a comment about my weight once, I would like to look good.
Shove it in their face.
Just be you're right. Hey, it feels good. It's just a nice thought. And I'm also crazy, so I mean, there's that.
That's kind of close to the top one, which is a school reunion coming up. Again, you're going to be running into people you were in school with. And so you want to look better. I can appreciate that. I kind of remembered, I was like, you know, I gave up. I mean, it was my motivation for a couple of seconds when I had my 40th reunion, but then I was like, ah, well, I'm hoping they're just people that look worse than me there.
And BJ, the odds are in your favor.
Right?
You know, it's a 40 reunion.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. There were some, I mean, I have to say, it was tough for me to find a table of people that looked worse than me. I'll tell you that right now. Like, these people really kept themselves in good. Apparently, they were motivated to look good for this 40th.
They're all like, we can't let BJ outdo us.
Yeah, and they, you know what? They succeeded.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So for over a year, we have need some cheering up.
Yes.
No doubt about it. And food is always a good cheerer-upper for this guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one. So somebody did a survey and said, okay, folks, name the foods that can instantly cheer you up. And, well, the top five, I think we all agree on, especially recently, this food product we've decided, this breakfast food product, we've said, yes, this definitely is one of the premier breakfast foods.
I like fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Well, you can have it for breakfast. But how about fried chicken missed the top 10? Barely missed the top 10.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think. Breakfast food item. Waffles.
There you go, sir. That's it. Waffles. Ooh. And pancakes. Either one. People said waffles or pancakes, but definitely I think a lot of us in this room would say waffles.
And chicken and waffles go together magically.
I like fried chicken.
And
yeah,
waffles.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's funny that chicken did not make the top 10. I would have been very, very surprised because fried chicken sandwich, you see, I mean, all those folks waiting in line for the Popeyes,
yep.
I am really shocked that fried chicken did not make it.
And now we got with the McDonald's one that Danny, he sent us a group text giving us a review of that one saying it's on the same level as the Popeyes one.
It's so good, guys. Like, you need to go try it.
What's it called now?
It's just the crispy chicken sandwich at McDonald's. And they have the deluxe version, they have the regular version, and they have the spicy version.
What the hell does deluxe mean?
It has lettuce and tomato.
Oh, I don't need, we don't need to put vegetables into this party.
I just did. I just did the spicy chicken because I do everything spicy.
So I want to be clear. You're saying this is on par with the Popeyes fried chicken sandwich?
Oh yeah.
Ooh,
wow. That's I mean, good for McDonald's. They because I can easily get to one of those.
I'm looking at white meat, crinkle cut pickles, and a new buttered potato roll.
Yeah. I will say that the Popeyes is just a slightly bit better because of the chicken, but McDonald's was fantastic too. I mean, like, I will not turn down either one.
All ooh, right, I like this.
The crispy chicken one has a spicy pepper sauce. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I might have to try some this weekend. I'll be in a DoorDash situation, and I think I'm going to see if I can DoorDash one of those bad boys.
It's also a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, no, I thought it was because...
Yeah, you are. If someone's going to tell you it's a lot bigger than you thought it would be, why wouldn't you be happy to hear that?
They've always had like chicken sandwiches, but they're on the dollar menu, I guess. And so those are the only ones I've ever had from McDonald's. So when I ordered this one, I was like, wow, the girthiness of this.
I am
more
really
than a mouthful, right?
Yeah, yeah, way more.
I am so shocked that fried chicken didn't... Because you've got Chick-fil-A, you've got Popeyes. I mean, people are like, they'll stand in line for this. And, you know, they'll just be park their car and wait forever, and yet did not make the top 10. Waffles was number 5. Waffles or pancakes, number 5. Let's see. We do have another bacon product at number... another bacon product. Well, I just told you. That's number 2, everybody.
Bacon.
Bacon! Number 2.
Bacon.
Bacon's not alone at number 2, though. It has an accompaniment.
Dates.
Bacon and dates?
Bacon-wrapped dates is freaking amazing.
Oh, I haven't had one of those. I've had bacon wrapped jalapenos.
That's what I was going to say,
which
too.
Are cream super cheese. Great.
Party poppers.
Okay, no, guys, bacon and something. And no, Steve, even though they are, you know, good for you, although I hate dates.
yeah, bacon wrapped dates are very good for you, BJ.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Bacon and bourbon.
Bacon and bourbon. Sure, yeah. That's a wonderful thing that we like to put together every once in a while.
Bacon on donuts. Company.
Bacon and donuts are a good combo, but no, there's a more traditional breakfast product that goes with bacon.
Eggs and bacon.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you guys are trolling me half the time because, I mean, come on, these answers are so easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your jam when it comes to eggs?
Well, I put my jam on my bread or my muffin, Steve, first off.
Yeah, on the toast. Come on, man.
You know, boy, it really depends. Like, sometimes I'm in an Eggs Benedict mood, so I want them prepared as that poached, I believe. But then I
overrated.
Like them sunny.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that. Sunny side up, because nice. I like dipping my bread or whatever into them. But then, you know what? Jay's has what they call a rambling scrambling, which it seems like they throw everything but the kitchen sink into that omelet, and it's so good.
Scramble's always a good way to go. I think for me, it's over easy.
I like over easy. However, I've been on a sunny side up kick these days because I found out it's a lot easier to make them.
Oh, of course.
I didn't know that. This was like literally the first break
tough.
In the yolk. I know.
Over easy is very tough because a lot of times if you wait a little too long, it's hard and you don't get what you want.
Or if you flip them wrong and they break all over the pan and then you just have scrambled eggs and you're like, God,
yeah, exactly.
At that point, you might as well scramble them up.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's why you really got to tip your hat to any chef in any place you go where they continue to make them right. You go like, because it's not easy to do.
Yeah, whenever I have to do and I do that flip, there's like straight up anxiety happening in my life. Like I'm shaking. I'm like, I think I got this.
Oh, geez.
It's a lot of pressure, man. I got to get one of those I've seen on TV things that just like kind of does it. Like you grab it and it holds it for you. You just have to turn it over and gently lay it down.
Can you just grab the pan, turn the pan, like just flip the pan with it? That might help, so you don't have to really do it.
Then all the grease and all the, like, it's going to drip off.
You do a lot of grease on yours?
Or butter.
Yeah.
I do a little bit, and it kind of gets absorbed into the egg, so it's not, like, sloshing around.
You do it your way if you want to be Miss Messy Vicky over there.
I'm not messy. I just don't add as much fat to my... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to side with Vicky on this because, Steve, granted, you did make that one wonderful dessert, but otherwise, I don't look at you as a chef extraordinaire.
Oh, man. I used to make a badass bagel and egg sandwich.
Oh, that sounds
just
good.
Just like an egg omelet style, but with just an S ton of cheese in it.
Yeah.
Put it on a bagel and then just squirt all the ketchup on top of it.
Toasted bagel?
Of course.
I would hope so.
You're not a Neanderthal after all.
Yeah, but you'd have to make sure you had like, you know, a towel on your lap in addition to the plate because it's just like all
that
over
does
you.
Sound good.
Excuse me?
That sounds very good.
Now, that would cheer me up right now.
Yes.
So I've given you a sandwich.
I've given you bacon and eggs as number 2. I've given you waffles or pancakes for number 5. Number 1, I feel like this is not an American cuisine. Number 1. It is
chicken tikka masala.
That's a good one.
Ooh. Boy, I wish it was in the top 10, but it's not, Steve.
Mango curry.
There's nothing Indian in the top 10.
Pierogies.
Orange chicken. And
there's nothing Thai in the top 10. Vicky, you are close with Chinese.
Heroes.
Heroes are so Chinese. Yeah, they're gyros and they're not Chinese. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know if you guys are guessing from my clues or you're just having a Tourette syndrome of food. I'm not sure what's happening.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Calzones.
Was it Mongolian beef?
I'm just not even going to give clues anymore to Danny because Danny is calzone is Italian, Danny. And Vicky, this is maybe like a side dish in a Chinese meal.
Pot stickers?
That would be an appetizer.
I mean,
a side dish.
I would have it as a side
in
dish.
Sheila, an accounting.
Sorry. Rice?
Okay. I love that you use Sheila. That's a name I have not heard in like since the 50s.
Right? Oh, the first name I can think of where I'm pretty sure we have no coworkers named Sheila. I mean, I think that's a weird thing to
Solid
say.
Solid guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
Sushi.
Sushi is either an appetizer or a meal. It depends on how you're going.
I'm thinking about hitting up that Albertsons for some of their sushi today because it's so freaking good.
Vicky's right, Danny. I think sushi is Japanese.
Oh.
Yeah, Chinese. It is a Chinese cookies. Sushi does have this in it.
Rice?
I will say that. There we go. Fried rice. There we go. Number four. Fried rice is so good. Now, I don't know if it's traditional Chinese, by the way. I think that's something we Americans did, frying up the rice like that and throwing everything in there. I don't know if anybody in China actually ever did it that way like we do.
Isn't it awesome when you go to like a Benihana or an Iron Chef and you get to watch them make the fried rice in front of you? It's just like you get to watch it from beginning to the completion, and it's something special.
And Steve, you can testify to this. There's something about East Coast fried rice that's different than what we get out here on the West Coast. I don't know if they make it less healthy. I don't know why, but I remember fried rice being very different and seems like just greasy and fried and nice.
Yeah, I'm not a person that's ever like, East Coast better, West Coast better thing. But when it comes to certain foods, and my wife always used to roll her eyes when I would tell her this until she went to New York with me and tried certain things. Bagels, pizza, and Chinese food, you cannot replicate them here. They're just – it's a whole nother level of excellence. Well, and I think it's because they're more unhealthy. Maybe it's something in the water. I have no idea. But whatever it is, man, it's just a whole other level of awesomeness.
Yeah, so if you are in the East Coast, seriously, try those big three that Steve said because you probably haven't had it like that if you haven't been on the East Coast before. And I got to remember to tell people that when they say, hey, when I go to Boston, what do you want me to do? I should go, you should try some Chinese food, you should try some pizza, and you should try some bagels. Ice.
And cream pies.
Well, what? Definitely Boston cream pies.
Oh.
And lobster. Don't forget the lobster roll, Steve.
I was Googling. I literally just Googled East Coast fried rice, and apparently it's the unhealthy part because they add molasses?
Oh, that's what it is because it's browner. I remember that it was browner, and I didn't know why it had a brown – so it's the molasses.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if you
so
order
good.
Chinese food here, can you say, hey, can you throw some molasses on that rice?
They might look like you grew another brain, but sure.
Or if I bring it in with me, hey, can you put some of this on?
Well, there's got to be some places around here that maybe somebody decided to prepare it that way. You know, some East Coasters that moved here and decided, you know, their Chinese restaurant was going to do it that way.
I will say that growing up in New Mexico, there is no good Chinese food there. So coming here, it was I was like, this is amazing.
There's some really good Chinese food places here. Don't get me wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. But now you guys are saying East Coast. So next time I go to Boston to see Lily, I got to go try that. Because
I don't know about Boston. I'm talking about New York.
Well, okay, don't even
New
start.
York.
Don't even start.
Here we go.
Yeah, friggin'. Yeah.
Somebody said tacos. I love to eat tacos.
Number one on the list, ladies and gentlemen. At least the texters know what's up.
Tacos.
I said number one wasn't American. And number four wasn't American either, as a matter of fact. Or at least, well, it's probably more American the way we do it. But tacos, yeah, people love tacos. Which Jack in the Box probably can testify to because, man, people just go through their tacos.
Because they're a dollar for two of them. People like a good deal when it comes to that.
Guys, you need to try the loaded mini tacos from Jack in the Box.
Really?
They're mini.
I want to.
They're their tacos, but they're Let's mini, and they put them, and then they put cheese and lettuce and all kind of chili on it. It's amazing. And you get 15 of them for like a dollar.
All right. We're going to be door dashing this weekend. I need a McDonald's door dash and a Jack in the Box door dash.
Dude,
is what you're saying?
This story is just we're proving the point. Like here we are just talking about food, and I'm glowing. I'm so happy to hear these stories about tacos.
I thought it was because you were pregnant.
That too.
Yeah.
April Fool's.
Yeah. There we go. So number six on the list is something that's a traditional Thanksgiving side dish.
Pizza.
What?
I'm done with Danny.
Danny, I'm not bringing you to Family Feud. You're
bad point, answer. Bad answer.
You don't have pizza at
worst
Thanksgiving?
Answer. Yeah.
Never.
I'm going to have to go with stuffing.
Stuffing.
Yeah, that puts me in a good
mood. Here's the deal. This is the top 10, Steve, foods that make us feel good. There we go. That's it. There we go.
Who doesn't love potatoes? Mashed potatoes.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is a great pick.
Number seven on the list.
Good answer.
See, Vicky, we need to bring Vicky on Family Feud because, matter of fact, Vicky's probably the only one I'm bringing on Family Feud from this show because she continually gets these lists right.
I do play the app game. That might be it.
And Steve continually trolls me. I'm sure he does know the answer, but he goes, we don't need that money. I just want to piss BJ off on national TV.
Yeah,
I
mean, that's winning.
Yeah, that really is winning. Also, we had mashed potatoes, baked potatoes also on the list. People love that.
Yeah, that makes sense. My girlfriend is obsessed with baked potatoes.
As she should be.
Yeah,
baked potatoes are awesome. Especially with some sour cream and butter.
But they're just a boat. Like, mashed or baked potatoes by themselves don't taste like anything.
So it tastes like potatoes.
And finally,
number nine
and number 10 go together. Like apple pie and Chevrolet, they are a fixture at every fast food place like McDonald's, like Burger King. And these two go together.
Ice cream and sprinkles.
Yes.
I was going to say ice cream and apple pie.
Ice cream and fudge.
When McDonald's started all those years ago, they said, yes, come over here for our ice cream and sprinkles. It's our traditional McDonald's meal.
Burger and fries.
There we go. Thank you. God dang it, Steve. I think I would probably commit murder on Family Feud with you right now. I would be like, you know what? Good answer. I'd be like, no, dead answer.
It's the best show ever then.
We'll spread virally.
Yeah, we were. That's a good point.
And murders his teammate on Family Feud.
Yeah, it's so true.
News at 11.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.